Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name's Tori and I'm an alcoholic, and my question is, can an atheist have a spiritual awakening? I put off coming to AA for 8 or 9 months after I saw the word God was in the steps. I'd never even attended a meeting, but I knew I would hate AA and that it was probably full of people that I would not like talking about God all the time. I easily could have died in that time. It was the very worst of my drinking. I finally came into the program after I went to rehab, where I was forced to go to meetings, and to my surprise, I loved AA right from the first meeting. I was so sure I knew what AA was and that I wouldn't like it, but when I actually went, I loved it. I loved the people in the fellowship, but I still had a big problem with the idea of God. I was a vocal atheist in AA for many years. Looking back, I realized I had a problem not with God, but with the concept of God that I did not believe in. The concept of God I was rejecting was an entity that controlled things from afar. A God that gave some people horrible, painful diseases, killed others in car accidents, but that chose yet others to get sober and end up in AA. And I still don't believe in that concept of God, but I was sure that was what people were talking about when they were talking about God, and I therefore dismissed the whole thing. Again, I was so sure I knew. So I set out to wrest satisfaction and happiness out of this world, and I found myself at over 20 years sober, with a beautiful wife, 2 beautiful children living in a beautiful house in the country with a cool job, making good money, and I never felt more empty inside. It seems like the more I got, the emptier I felt. It was at that point that I hit an emotional bottom. I was out of ideas. Reaching that place of hopelessness opened my mind, and the teacher appeared. I met a man at a meeting who, of course, I really disliked at first, but who ended up taking me through the steps out of the big book. He took me to Appendix 2, where it says that people who'd had a spiritual awakening all felt as though they had tapped an unsuspected inner resource. And then he took me to page 55, where it says, we found the great reality deep down within us. And in the last analysis, it's only there that God may be found, deep within. As soon as I started looking for God within, rather than on arguing about something outside of me, I knew it was true. I knew I had that inner resource and that it had guided me well at times in my life when I would listen to it. I just never associated that with the concept of God. I had as close to a white light experience as I have had at that moment. I now understand the steps to be a process of unblocking me from that inner source of love, wisdom, power, peace, creativity, and joy. I have experienced it, so it is real to me in the most literal sense of the word. When I feel connected to that inner resource, I also feel a sense that I am connected to something much bigger than me. I feel like I am part of rather than separate from. Where I once felt that aching emptiness, I now feel filled with love and a warm, glowing, light feeling. That is the feeling I was looking for in drugs and alcohol, and then later in relationships and success in the material world. Again, I was so sure I knew what God was and that it was a bunch of nonsense, but in the end, that thought was blocking me from finding what it was that I'd been searching for all along. So yes, an atheist can have a spiritual awakening if they can do the steps with an open mind and just see what happens.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.